It's like you have an inner navigation system surveying the landscape of your life and charting your best potential, and all you have to do is sleep. Ready to make the most of it? Let's get dreaming. Hi, Dreamweaver. Welcome to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm sleep and dream specialist Leah Bolin, here to help you tune in to the power and meaning of your nighttime dreams. There's a particular type of dream that's really important to unpack and work with, but it's not the kind we generally want to spend any time with. It's the dreaded experience we call a nightmare. Most everyone knows what this feels like and can remember suffering from a nightmare at some point in their life. Though we might tend to refer to any negative or anxiety-filled dream as having been a nightmare, the term is technically used to specify those dreams that actually wake you. They're so frightening. Yelling out as you wake and feeling the stress symptoms still in your body, like a racing heart or having cold sweats, will often accompany you as you emerge from these types of dreams. And generally, you're going to have a good recall of what you were just dreaming. It's really common for young children to wake with nightmares. Some studies estimate as many as half of children ages 3 to 6 experience them. This is that age that normal fears start to develop, and many things can cause stress in children. Everything from starting school to changes in childcare, a death of a family member or a pet, or just feelings about stresses they witness in the home, like a parent getting laid off or having health challenges. Children can feel a sense of powerlessness to control the circumstances around them, making them feel especially vulnerable. And they're facing many growth milestones. With growth and change comes fear, and youngsters are ripe for fears to show up in their dreams of the night. But adults are in no way immune from nightmares. According to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, 50 to 85% of adults report having the occasional nightmare, and women happen to report them more often than men. These are those dreams we just want to go away, and so today I do have some nightmare relief techniques to share with you. The most trusted and studied therapies and strategies for working with nightmares can also be very helpful for those of us who aren't experiencing full-fledged nightmares. For any of us who regularly recall dreams, there's bound to be those we find unpleasant or bothersome. Give these same techniques a try when you've had one of those stress-filled dreams, and you'll find yourself able to use these dreams as an opportunity for personal growth in your life. Most of our dreams are going to work in a fairly gentle manner, and they do their best to conduct their business behind the scenes, usually going completely forgotten. Nightmares, however, are not easy to forget, and they make terrible bedmates, so we want to figure out how do we kick them to the curb. You can think of your nightmares as a type of wake-up call. They're literally waking you up, indicating something's in need of your attention. They can indicate something's gotten out of balance, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, and your dream's trying to make you face it. There are various culprits for nightmares. For starters, it's possible for nightmares to be a side effect of medications. If you've noticed you started to have nightmares at the start or change of a medication, be sure to share that with your doctor so that they can examine if the prescribed dosage or treatment's your best option. We don't want to try to cure one ailment at the risk of disrupting or hindering our ability to properly sleep. According to the Mayo Clinic, insomnia itself is associated with a higher risk of nightmares. So if you're getting poor quality sleep, you're only heightening your chances of having these scary dreams. Of course, we may find ourselves having nightmares because of the entertainment inputs we feed ourselves. If you happen to love reading scary books or watching the kind of movies designed to put terrifying ideas and visuals in your mind, well, don't be surprised if your dreams follow suit and pick up the fear factor. If you happen to love that stuff, then just consider at least omitting scary movies or books within an hour before bed and try to fill your mind with something more pleasant before you drift off. Of course, the most likely and common sources for nightmares are stress and anxiety. Situations that bring us a sense of worry, stress, fear, or sadness absolutely can trigger nightmares. And if you suffer with chronic anxiety, then you may be more inclined to experience nightmares. Probably the most repetitive and dreadful nightmares are those that come as a result of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. These dreams tend to be highly repetitive in nature and commonly are a re-experiencing of a traumatic event. Sometimes the dreamer will have nightmares that place them right back into some scene or situation that took place during a traumatic event. Other times the dream returns them to the emotion that was involved, like shock, fear, or panic feelings. The dreaming mind has yet to be able to fully consolidate or integrate the experience, and so it continues to pursue a breakthrough. Now, the information I'm sharing today is in no way intended to replace or override the guidance of a doctor or therapist. If you're suffering with nightmares and have any reason to believe that you're dealing with PTSD or a mental or health condition, your best course of action is to talk with a professional who can support your individual needs. The therapies I'm going to mention can be greatly enhanced with a professional's help and guidance. Now, we tend to refer to scary dreams as bad dreams. However, it's often the dreams that have the most dramatic or negative content that we can learn and grow the best from. Rather than label these dreams as being bad, we can instead consider nightmares to be a warning system, one that's important to pay attention to. By working to understand your nightmares, it can be an amazing form of shadow work, helping you better see and understand those parts of yourself that you tend to ignore or reject, but which crave to be understood and explored. Often, our nightmares will have a theme of fleeing or running away from something we deem to be a threat. In a state of terror, we attempt to escape, often unable to scream or run away successfully. The dream is making it clear that you can't run away from this. What is the waking reality that you're trying to avoid or escape? That's a question to ask yourself. If your nightmare is being caused by something you deem either literally or psychologically to be a threat in your life, then dealing with that waking situation or belief is the best way to get the nightmares to diminish. And within the dream are the clues to what's haunting you. Now, when you first wake from a nightmare and you're still feeling the fear, one of the best things you can do is tell yourself, "I'm just processing information." Focus on your breath, remove yourself from the bed for a few minutes if that can help you detach a bit so you can regain a sense of calm, and repeat to yourself, "It's okay, my dreams are just processing information." But try not to dismiss your nightmare for good. It can be an important and an eye-opening dream to journey into. Although depending on the severity of your nightmares, it may be important you have support and know that there are specialists like myself who can provide you with dream therapy. Once you've had some space from the experience and you're ready to work with the content of your scary dream or nightmare, a good place to begin is with some form of exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is a widely utilized treatment to help people confront their fears, and it can be helpful for working with nightmares. We tend to avoid the things we fear, and this is absolutely true of nightmares. Usually we just want to forget what we experienced, and we don't want to spend time looking more closely. But being willing to examine and explore the content of your nightmare, you're helping yourself better overcome the negative pull that the nightmare may have over you. The pioneering personal development teacher Shakti Gawain had said, "In order to cause a shadow to disappear, you must shine a light on it." It's amazing how different a nightmare can look to us after we've shined the light on it. When we can discover how the nightmare is simply reflecting some waking concern or trauma, it can provide a sense of relief and empowerment. The nightmare can then become a catalyst for transformation. Again, if you're suffering from serious nightmares or from PTSD nightmares, this is best done with the support of a therapist. Simply writing down the details of the nightmare can start to act as a type of exposure therapy. By rethinking about the dream and writing the details you recall into your dream journal, you're opening yourself up to that part of your psyche that knows exactly what this dream's about. Sometimes just by being willing to reconnect with what it was like to be in your dream, you're able to help that part of yourself feel more seen and understood. Then, of course, it's going to be a great help to conduct some dream work techniques to explore the primary elements of the dream, such as the emotions and symbols that surface. In episode 3, I shared ways to consider and label the emotions we feel in our dreams. And if you haven't already listened to that episode, you'll want to be sure to do that, as our emotions are always a great place to begin when exploring our dreams. Then select the most prominent symbols in the dream to explore. The setting is a good symbology to focus on, and of course, whatever surfaces in the dream that's most scary to you. Write down as much detail as you can recall about the most significant people, places, or things in your nightmare, and then consider the words you've used to describe the dream symbols to see what these descriptions remind you of in your waking life. Refer back to episode 5 for ideas on how to better examine the symbology showing up. When you write down the dream and spend time considering the way you feel in the dream, then consider the details about symbology showing up, you'll be exposing yourself to a better understanding of what could be bringing on the nightmare. And this provides you with a greater opportunity to work with that life situation. The nightmare is a prompting for growth or change. Let it help you better understand the area of your life that's in need of a change. Now, when it comes to helping nightmare sufferers ease the intensity or proclivity of nightmares, one of the most recommended, utilized, and proven methods is called image rehearsal therapy. This therapy involves recalling the nightmare, writing it down, and then changing the theme, storyline, ending, or any part of the dream to a more positive one, and visually rehearsing the rewritten dream scenario. Image rehearsal therapy acts to inhibit the original nightmare, providing a cognitive shift around the way we think about the dream. The technique is practiced while awake for 10 to 20 minutes per day. This form of therapy is often used for helping those with PTSD nightmares, and in one study that was published in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, it was shown to provide significant improvement of disturbing dreams and sleep quality, with a 60% reduction in post-traumatic stress symptoms in those with moderate to severe PTSD symptoms. We certainly don't have to be suffering with PTSD in order to have this therapy work for us. For anyone suffering with recurring nightmares, this can be a technique to employ. Just as with exposure therapy, we want to begin by writing out the dream details as we recall them. But here, we're going to utilize our active imagination to now shift or change the dream and write a new version or ending. Because we likely woke in the midst of the dream, we can assume the dream didn't actually finalize, and it's up to us to fill in the rest of what happens. How can we evolve the dream to have the story end more positive? How positive can we make it? Can we go as far as making it a blissful ending to the dream? So, for example, if I keep having a nightmare someone's coming through my bedroom window and wants to harm me, well, in my rewritten version of the dream, I might come to find that it was actually just my husband coming through the window with a big gift, trying to surprise me. And this would be the version of the dream I'd spend time visualizing in my mind. This is a great therapy to also utilize with children who have scary dreams, since they have wonderfully active imaginations. Perhaps a superhero comes to save the day, or they discover they themselves have superpowers. If they're not at that age where they can write the dream out, then they can talk through the changed ending with you, and you can help them re-envision the dream again with their improved ending. A woman who came to one of my workshops shared that as a child, this technique helped her to overcome a recurring nightmare she was having of a dinosaur chasing her. Her mom had encouraged her to change the dream in her mind, and in her revised version, she asked the dinosaur why it was chasing her, and it said it needed her help because his arms were too short to reach anything. And so she helped the dinosaur, and they became great friends and allies. Doing this, her nightmare had been resolved for good. A great enhancement for image rehearsal therapy would be to include a form of art therapy. For both children and adults, drawing images from the dream or nightmare can be helpful for better connecting with the right-brained language of the dream. And especially if there are conscious blockages to accessing traumatic memories, using art can be a powerful means to better understand the elements of the dream. Just as with writing the dream and changing the theme, scene, or ending, you can draw an image or a scene from the dream and then draw a revised, more positive form. Now, this can seem like a silly idea that by simply imagining a new ending and seeing it in our mind's eye that there's some sort of power in this. But it's been shown to have a wonderful effect for improving the intensity and reoccurring nature of nightmares and for helping them evolve to less intense versions of themselves. I think this is because by being willing to look at the dream, we're connecting with that unconscious part of ourself that fully understands the dream. We're allowing that part of ourselves to be seen. And then by envisioning a better scene or ending, we're doing a type of subconscious reprogramming, a dream alchemy of sorts. We're helping our subconscious recognize that we're not a complete victim and that there are things we can do to help ourselves, to evolve the situation, and this can lead to an inner shift. It's amazing the power of visualization. When you've woken from a scary dream and you're fearful of falling back asleep for chance you might end up back in the dream, try a little image rehearsal on the spot. As you're falling back asleep, be moving your mind toward a vision of something good happening next. Stay focused on that positive next scene so that you can encourage your dreamy mind to follow your lead towards a better next scene. And of course, then there's the ultimate version of image rehearsal therapy for nightmares. It's called a lucid dream. And lucid dream therapy can be another helpful way to transform the dream lives of nightmare sufferers and is now being used with nightmare disorder sufferers and PTSD nightmare sufferers. A lucid dream is when you're in a dream and you realize that you're dreaming. And if you can become lucid while you're still within your nightmare, well, now you have an incredibly powerful opportunity for making a shift or change in the dream in real time. Once lucid within the nightmare, the dreamer can come to realize that there's no real danger, and rather than fight the dream or try to escape from the dreamer can attempt to change their response. And this can be an amazing way to break away from habitual unconscious patterns. Our dreamscapes, whether we realize it or not while we're in our dreams, are co-creative environments. Yes, they may throw us into a particular scene or situation, but what happens next is always in response to our beliefs and reactions within the dream. If we're having a repetitive dream, it's simply illustrating a habitual belief or thought pattern. For someone having recurring nightmares, by having already visualized an alternate ending to their nightmare while awake, they can quickly tap into these alternative plans of action once they become lucid within the nightmare, helping to break away from unconscious patterns in the most powerful way, while directly connected with the unconscious symbology. Rather than continue to fight or run away from a nightmarish figure, bringing oneself to directly confront the figure can lead to amazing transformations. Asking, "Why are you chasing me?" or "What do you need?" can result in receiving insight and answers directly from the dream. I have my own example where I was in a dream and I was having a party where there were lots of people in my backyard, and suddenly everyone was screaming and running away because some monstrous figure had appeared. I too was beginning to run when I suddenly had a realization that, oh, this is just a dream. And so rather than continuing to run away, I decided I was going to run directly toward the menacing creature. And then once I was right in front of it, I really had no idea what to do, and so I hugged it. It dissolved into me, and I woke with the most amazing feeling running through my body. It felt like something had made a shift. I spent some time exploring the dream later that day, and there were some elements of the dream, especially some of the details of the monstrous creature, that had made me think about a particular person in my life, someone that I'd been having some resistance to emotionally. I knew that my issues were not the fault of this person or something they could even change, and that it was really just my own stuff I needed to deal with. But it didn't shock me that somehow my dream had created a version of them that was monstrous. I finished my dream work session and really didn't give the dream much more thought after that, until a couple weeks later, I had a realization that I was no longer feeling the same way about this person in my life. All my resistance to them felt resolved, and I started wondering why. Nothing had happened or changed in our waking interactions. And then I remembered how I had hugged this shadow figure in my dream that had features that reminded me of this person. I realized perhaps something had happened. I'd embraced the shadow figure in my dream. Is it possible that just by doing that, I'd completed an inner work that naturally released a block that I'd had? Was this the shift I had felt and was now seeing outward evidence of? I never had to do any outer work, perhaps because I had resolved the resistance unconsciously. Having lucid dreams is not uncommon. One study found that about 50% of the population has experienced a lucid dream at some point in their life, but only about 20% of people are experiencing a lucid dream at least once a month. So not everyone knows this experience or has a natural capacity to easily become lucid while in their dreams. But it is a skill that can be learned, and we can enhance our ability to become lucid while dreaming. I myself had not been a natural lucid dreamer, but had decided a few years back I wanted to see if I could induce more lucid dreams for myself. I went on my own little lucid dream training immersion, and within a 2-year period of time, I had ended up logging more than 200 lucid dream experiences. I proved to myself beyond a doubt that we can learn to lucid dream, and I had experiences that have forever changed my view of the dreamscape and that further instilled in me a belief that dreaming is an amazing part of our lives and is rich with opportunities for personal growth. If you're having a reoccurring dream and you'd like to try to become lucid within it to see if you can affect how you react in the dream, then you can use the dream itself as a prompting. As you drift off to sleep, remind yourself that if or when you find yourself within that dream, you will realize that you're dreaming. Say to yourself as you drift off to sleep that while I'm dreaming, I will realize I'm dreaming. And have a pre-planned reaction for what you're going to do differently when you realize that you're in the dream. Lucid dreaming's a topic I get a lot of questions around, and many want to improve their ability to become lucid while dreaming. I absolutely love this topic, and I'm going to dedicate the next episode to this subject. So if you've been wondering about what exactly is lucid dreaming, how can you become lucid in your dreams, and what are some of the things you can do while lucid in your dreams, then you're going to love this next episode, which is going to drop September 20th. Carl Jung had written, "Only one who has risked the fight with the dragon and is not overcome by it wins the treasure hard to attain." When we approach our scary, nightmarish dreams with a desire and aim to better understand and integrate their shadow elements, rather than to run from them, we can truly transform our fears into gifts of growth and breakthroughs for our life. I hope you'll try out these therapies and techniques with your scary dreams, and that you'll get the support you need if you're suffering from serious nightmares. These are not bad dreams, and they can hold within them gifts for transformation and change. Thank you for listening to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm so grateful you're on this dream journey with me. And if you're enjoying the show, please share your positive ratings and comments on whatever platform you may be listening on. It's the best way for others to discover the show too. And if you have comments, questions, or topic suggestions, I'd sure love to hear from you. You can email me at leah@dreaminterpretationstation.com. I'll put that email address in the show notes for you. And until the next time, I am wishing you the sweetest of dreams.
Now dream, dream.
Don't be afraid.
You will see. The sky in this life, maybe you'll soar as you dream.